Tervetuloa, welcome Kianush Ramezani. Ja mä haastattelen Kianush, ja mä oon siis Iida Simes, joka kirjoitin hänen haastattelunsa tuohon Voimalehteen. Ja haastattelen nyt Ramezania tänne nauhalle ihan pienen hetken. Ja me käydään läpi muutama ajankohtainen teema, ja tämä juttu viime voimassa on herättänyt paljon kysymyksiä ja kommentteja. Eli se oli otsikolla Islamismi on todellinen uhka, ja nyt avataan sitten lisää. Tässä on tullut myös semmoinen kommentti, että kun Kianush Ramezani kritisoi vasemmistoa, niin me sitten keskustelemme myös tästä, että mitä vasemmiston nyt sitten pitäisi tehdä. Mutta ihan tärkeä asia alkuun. Ranskassa on juuri alkanut Charlie Hebdo-pilalehden terrori-iskun oikeudenkäynti. Itse terroristit kuolivat iskun jälkeen, mutta heitä avusti Ranskassa ihmisiä, ja nyt oikeudenkäynti on alkanut. So let's begin with the Charlie Hebdo trial, because this is just happening in France. And we are talking in English,
yes.
Even though you talk much better French. Yeah. Also, well, you talk excellent English, but I will translate a bit.
Yes.
In the middle. Mä käännän siis hieman suomeksi niin, että ei tarvitse koko keskustelua suinkaan kuunnella englanniksi. So, but please, on the 7th of January in 2015, there was a huge terrorist attack in France, and now the trial has begun. Please, what's happening now in France?
Well, now all media and society is talking about this. After 5 years, a very old wound again opened up, and Charlie Hebdo, I think, and they also declared, I mean, very clearly, that they want to test, they want to see what's the pulse of the society by republishing the Muhammad cartoons. So they did it exactly at the same day of the trial, and now they are harvesting the results. And I'm telling you, as a person who is observing and also following, the results are not very optimistic. It's not really what we expected in the 11th of January, when everyone marched in the streets and Jus Sui Charlie. Unfortunately, for example, in the Twitter, the first trend in France of hashtags was Je ne suis pas Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a poll from the young generation, and those who practice Islam, I'm not talking about Muslims, because those who practice Islam, they are religious Muslims. So, and they asked them if they want to choose between the law of the Republic or Islamic law, what do they prefer? And unfortunately, 40% of those French nation people, nationals, they preferred Islam. So, and now that the debate is getting even deeper and warmer about this, and even Charlie Hebdo is denouncing those who didn't clearly condemn the Charlie Hebdo attack when it happened, when they had the opportunity to talk about.
Okay, let's open this to our readers a bit, and I explain a bit in Finnish about this. Eli Charlie Hebdo oli siis, tai on pilalehti, jossa aikoinaan ilmestyi Muhammed kansikuva, ja se nimenomaan oli pilkkaamassa semmoisia islamistisia vallanpitäjiä, ei muslimeita. Mä oon siis kirjoittanut tästä Voimaan aikaisemmin, ja vaan linkit tähän juttuun sitten, mikä tulee nettiin. No, joka tapauksessa nyt nämä pilapiirtäjät, he jotka on siis hengissä, tekee edelleen lehteä, suurin osahan silloisista kuoli, niin he ovat uudestaan julkaisseet näitä kuvia ja vaatineet ranskalaisia ottamaan kantaa, että oletko edelleen Charlien puolella vai ei. Ja sitten toinen asia on tämmöinen, mistä Kianush Ramezani puhui äsken, eli islamilainen laki tai sharia-laki on eri asia kuin Ranskan laki. Ja tästä mä kysyn kohta lisää. Mutta joka tapauksessa niin sananvapaus oikeudenkäyntinä tämä on valtavan iso juttu. Ja tämä on nimenomaan sananvapausoikeudenkäynti, ei mikään rasismioikeudenkäynti. This is something you have to open a bit now, two things. The first thing is you said that there are two different kind of laws. And the Islamic law, is that the Sharia law?
Yes.
Also, yes, okay. And that's in clear contradiction with the French law.
Absolutely.
That's, yes, okay. So that's the first thing. Explain a little bit about that. And the second thing is that the Charlie Hebdo drawers have argued before, also before the attack, and the ones who were who survived after the attack, that Charlie Hebdo does not mean to be a racistic magazine, but it is mocking those who have really big power. So actually this trial now going on in France is not about racism, but about freedom of speech. I want your comment on this too. And by the way, Kianos Ramezani is a cartoonist himself, in case somebody hasn't read your interview. Mm. Hän on siis itsekin pilapiirtäjä ja puhuu myös siitä, että mitä, mikä ero tällä on rasismilla ja pilkalla. Mutta mennään ensin tähän oikeuteen. So the difference between the Sharia law and French law.
Well, Sharia law, yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, the French law supports blasphemy, and it's on the base of the Declaration of the Human Rights. Mm-hmm. And according to the French law, the state doesn't recognize any religion, and the institutions are not following any religion. And but in Sharia law, I mean, this is a practical law established since Muhammad took the power, and it is a political power, and it is a political law, because it's dictating people how to interact in their society, in their family, with the written law and with the written orders. So there is a very serious way of following and obeying this law, dictating either by the father or in the bigger community by the imam of that area, and in some Islamic countries by the leader of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the difference between French Republic and Sharia.
Okay, so the French law is about also the freedom of religion and freedom of speech and doesn't recognize any religion, whereas the Sharia law is firstly protecting the Islamism and secondly, or what is it? So
yeah, it's just the first part, you know.
Okay.
You know, in when we go deeply through Sharia,
mm-hmm.
Islam is the last and the best religion. So that's how they motivate people to change their religion, if they are Christians, Jews, to become Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Because in their point of view, Islam is the final one and there is no other religion after. So it's the most complete, it's the superior one.
Mm-hmm.
They see themselves in a superior position and there is no equality in their regards. The other religions are inferior. I'm telling it very widely and openly because I lived under the Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are Muslim, and then that's why if you change your religion to Christianity or to Judaism or to whatever you call it, then you offended Islam, then you have to be punished. That's why if you change your religion in Iran or many other Islamic mm-hmm. countries, you are condemned either to death or lashing or prison.
Okay, I translate this briefly. Eli tässä tulee nyt ihan vaan tiivistetty käännös, eli on kaksi eri lakia, siis tietysti näillä ihmisillä, tämä liittyy siis Charlie Hebdon sikäli, että 14 syytettyä on oletettavasti islamistitaustaisia. Ja kuten tuosta voimajutusta käy ilmi, islamisti on eri asia kuin muslimi. Mutta kaikki islamistit ovat kyllä islamin uskosia, mutta jokainen muslimi ei ole islamisti. Mutta sitä kannattaa tarkistaa sieltä vielä. No, joka tapauksessa sharia-laki, josta siis Kianos Ramezanilla on paljon omakohtaisia kokemuksia, omasta kotimaastaan Iranista. Sen tehtävä on nimenomaan suojella tätä islamismia ja sen mukaan islam on viimeinen uskonto ja ylitse kaikkien muiden. Sen takia yksi osa tätä lakia myös vaatii, ei ainoastaan salli, vaan vaatii sellaisen ihmisen rankaiseminen, sen joka siis uskoo johonkin muuhun uskontoon tai esimerkiksi kääntyy islamin uskosta johonkin muuhun uskontoon. Ja juuri tämmöisiä asioita siis Charlie Hebdo-lehti myös pilkkasi. Mutta mennään toiseen asiaan tästä oikeudenkäynnistä. Sitä voima seuraa toki jatkossa varmasti ja palaan siihen. Toinen asia nyt sitten tämä, mitä pitäisi tehdä. Kianush Ramezani ei siis missään nimessä sano, että äärioikeisto olisi oikeassa rasistisuudessaan tai fasistisuudessaan, ei missään tapauksessa, mutta hän peräänkuuluttaa juuri vasemmistolta paljon tukea esimerkiksi islamismin uhreille, ja hän ei ole nähnyt tämmöistä tukea varsinaisesti tapahtuvan. Okay, now let's go to the thing, what should the left do? And by saying left, re-say this, you wanted, you are talking about not just how they think about the economy and capitalism, but also left, they are like the human rights people and people who want equality or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, left, we're talking about left in the general term, you know, left made a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a little bit of 40 years ago, mm-hmm. when the Islamic Revolution happened. Mm-hmm. There was one guy, a very hardliner, Islamist hardliner, a mullah called Khomeini. He mm-hmm. was in exile in France. So the left supported Khomeini. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they believe that this guy is the best alternative to shut down the kingdom and to bring equality to the Iranian society.
Yeah, that was the Shah at the time.
Yes. So, Khomeini succeeded to fool even the left intellectuals like Jean-Paul Sartre, like Simone de Beauvoir, like Michel Foucault. So, they all supported Khomeini. And we, the victim generation, the revolution, I never forgive them, and I'm sure many of my generation, people from Iran, they never forgive them either. So, as a person who has this wound from very recent past, I can see that right now, as if the history is repeating again, I see that the Islamist organizations are very present in Europe. I see that the Islamist, political Islamism, is really spreading in Europe in a very nasty and in a very organized way.
Okay, now we are coming to the hot major point.
Yes.
Let me just translate this beginning just briefly. Eli tämä käy jutustakin vähän ilmi, mutta siis tämmöinen varsinainen trauma, missä vasemmisto teki väärin, tapahtui 40 vuotta sitten, kun vasemmisto tuki nimenomaan Khomeinia, joka otti sitten tämmöisen islamistisen vallan, ja Ranskassa älymystö meni Khomeinin puolelle, mistä niin kuin pettymyksestä Kianush Ramezani sanoi, että hänkään ei ole toipunut. Mutta, ja nyt tullaan tärkeään juttuun, hän sanoi, että 40 vuotta sitten tapahtunut toistuu tänä päivänä, eli meillä on olemassa semmoinen tasa-arvoa ja ihmisoikeuksia kunnioittava älymystö, käytetään nyt nimitystä vasemmisto ympäri Eurooppaa, joka tukee tänä päivänä tämmöisiä vääriä organisaatioita, eli mitä? So, the left is now supporting, as you see it. You live now in Finland, but you have lived in France,
yes,
in Paris for
yes.
a long time, and you see that the same mistake is repeating.
Yes, because the Islamist movements, they learn how to victimize themselves. And they are abusing the very basic human rights created by the left, you know? Mm-hmm. So the only groups that they are really well trained to abuse the human rights against those who created human rights are these Islamist organizations. How? Mm-hmm. By mixing the concept of racism to Islamism.
Okay, but hey, one thing which is not clear, seeing some of the feedback, which is not clear to Voima readers, is that where are the Islamist organizations? So if you say that now we have to open our eyes in Finland and in Europe,
yeah,
where should we focus our gaze?
Well, I mean, that's, to me, it's very easy, and I will be happy to share my way of kind of observing. You know, Muslim people, they don't have any appearance.
Mm-hmm.
They live like us. Many of them, they drink, they dance, they go to the bar. They are Muslims, that they are not practicing Islam. They are another level, they are religious Muslims, families. Maybe you can see them, the women, you see women, they have some scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the last group, that they are Islamists, which means they are not only practicing Sharia, but also forcing the other family members to do so. And they are having an organization promoting their ideology. And this is the beginning of political Islam. And the political Islam, this is something that the West and the left must be afraid, because it's their very first enemy. So if you go to the street, you see a lot of appearances, of course. And then you see someone having a full niqab or hijab. This is a political statement. This is not cultural. This is not, you know, it has nothing to do with race, because Islam is not a race. Islam is a religion. So, but the Islamists, they completely fooled the intellectuals, the left intellectuals, that if you touch Islam, then you are racist.
Siis hän puhuu paljon nyt tästä pukeutumisesta, eli kun puhutaan islamistisista instituutioista, mennään kohta siihen organisaatiopuoleen, mutta vielä tämä, että nimenomaan islam-uskontoa ei näy kenestäkään päälle päin, eikä ole mitään islamin tapoja, että ei saa käyttää alkoholia, vaan muslimit juovat alkoholia halutessaan ja pukeutuvat ihan miten huvittaa. Mutta nimenomaan nämä ulkoiset tunnusmerkit, joita Euroopassa virheellisesti luullaan muslimin tunnusmerkiksi, on nimenomaan sharialain ja islamistisuuden tunnusmerkkejä, eli naisilla huivit ja miehillä parrat, tietynlaiset parrat ja niin edespäin. Mutta mennään vielä siihen organisaatiopuoleen. Okay, so the left is really careful when they don't want to talk about racism, but you have mentioned the Islamist organizations. What are they? Is there the sort of big money rolling somewhere?
A lot of money, yes.
Okay.
A lot of money distributing in many, many different countries in the world, including Europe. I mean, they are very focused on Europe. I don't want to mention anything, but to me, the first question when I came to Finland, of course, I'm sensitive about subject. I see a lot of places called the Islamic Center of Finland. To me, that's the first question. What is this? Where do they get their money? And what they're doing here? That's it. I mean, to me, Islamic Center is political. It has nothing to do with mosque. It has nothing to do with Islam. This is, to me, this is a political act. So, and there are some Islamist organization like the Muslim Brotherhood, like Wahhabism, like very rich countries that everyone knows the names. Also, Finland is doing a lot of deals with them.
Saudi Arabia,
Qatar, and so on. So they love to fund these organizations because they, you know, we talked about it before. You know, there is illusion. There is idealistic kind of mission, let's say, that these Islamic leaders, they have, which is dominance. They love to bring back the glory of the, you know, the world ruled by Islam.
Okay, so I just briefly say in Finnish, eli jossain on kuitenkin tätä isoa rahaa, jota täytyisi tarkastella tarkemmin. Ja yksi esimerkki on tämmöinen, että Suomessakin näkyy tämmöisiä islamikulttuurikeskuksia, ja Ramesani peräänkuuluttaa tarkkaan tutkimista, että mistä se raha tulee. Ja sitten maailmalla noin muuten näkyy esimerkiksi muslimiveljeskunta, joka on siis Egyptiä hallitseva erittäin islamistinen organisaatio, ja sitten myös isojen arabimaiden, Saudi-Arabian ja Katarin valtavat rahavirrat näkyy Euroopassa. Mutta mennään vielä lopuksi tähän, mitä vasemmiston pitäisi tehdä. So now, okay, we see there are signs of Islamism and we see that there is a lot of big money. Maybe in some years there will be huge football World Cup championships coming in Qatar. That has already raised a lot of criticism, I think, for the first time, really, really big way. But one thing yet, what should the leftist be doing? Are you just saying that, firstly, paying attention, seeing that the signs of Islamism, they have to be clearly separated from religion and not to be afraid of racism when talking about this.
Yeah.
But can you say something really, really
precise,
precise and concrete, like to support women
I can tell you in a very precise way. For example, left shouldn't be afraid of criticizing political Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Because political Islam on its core is against human rights, against
but
women
the left,
rights.
The left are saying that they are already criticizing it, but
are
it's
they? Not enough because you know because they just do a general low level general condemnation, but they are afraid of attacking directly the political Islam and Islamism. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the right left, the right wings, they are not afraid and they are doing it and they are getting a lot of attention. So in a democracy, we need to get people's confirmation on approval.
Mm-hmm.
It is democracy. So when people have felt the fear, when people feel that there is something wrong, so when people know that Islamism is just beside them in their own home or in their home country, so they become sensitive about it. Why left must ignore this fact? And the more left ignore this fact, the more people will be distant from the left, because they think that, okay, if the left cannot see this very fact that we are seeing, then they are not understanding many other things. I think that left is afraid of being accused of racism by touching the political Islam.
But now you have to just say it out loud,
yes,
also to the tape, that this is not a question of racism, that you are definitely not supporting the right wing.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, everyone who cares about human rights, they must support the sustainability, the climate change and the facts and the
not support
social...
the climate change, but to stop it.
Yes, I mean, this activism for the climate change and social justice, you know, these are still could be achieved by a joint kind of force of this climate activism and left.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah. Eli hän sanoo, että täytyy tukea ihmisoikeuksia ja oikeudenmukaista yhteiskuntaa. Missään nimessäkään ei saa niin kutsutusti pieneen ihmiseen näitä asioita myllyttää, vaan tämä ihmisoikeustaistelu ei ole rasistista eikä fasistista, eikä hän missään tapauksessa tue äärioikeistoa. Mutta viimeinen kysymys vielä, meidän täytyy sanoa muutama sana naisista, koska paljon ajatellaan, että naisten puolesta ei saa mies puhua, mutta hän nyt kuitenkin paljon siitä puhunut. In the next Koima issue there will be my interview on Angela Debs, Al-Debs, and she comes from Syria. Seuraava, kun haastattelee Angela Debsia, hän puhuu sitten syyrialaisen naisen näkökulmasta. But I want to ask you the last thing. You are talking a lot also about female rights and feminism and women's rights, even though you are a guy.
Yes.
So, but you feel you have the right to do so.
Yes, because, I mean, thank God the women are opening up and they are talking, they're asking their rights, I mean, in real.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I believe that in a society that women have the rights, men can live much better. I mean, this is very factual. This is a nature. This is human being. We are, first of all, human
so
beings.
So women's rights are everybody's rights.
Women's rights are human rights. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And why I am so against political Islam?
Mm.
Well, because, first of all, political Islam kills women's rights. Women in political Islam, they are always a second gender. And they're always someone being oppressed and being humiliated and being limited. So how on earth I can support political Islam? To me, it doesn't work this way.
Okei, eli hän sanoo, että naisten oikeudet on kaikkien oikeuksia ja yhteiskunnassa, jossa naisten oikeudet toteutuu, myös miehillä on parempi olla. Eli hän kokee, että koska naisten oikeuksia poljetaan just poliittisessa islamissa kaikkein eniten, niin hänellä on velvollisuus puhua myös siitä. Mutta tietenkään, that doesn't prevent women from talking. You are also supporting Nasrin Sotoudeh, a very famous lawyer.
Yeah. Yes.
Eli kuuluisa asianaja Nasrin Sotoudeh on tuomittu 38 vuoden vankeuteen Iranissa. Hänen kuvansa oli tuossa Uudessa Voimassa. Mutta jatketaan näitä keskusteluja. Myöhemmin tulee Angela Aldebs ja ehkä Kianush Ramizaninkin kanssa vielä. Thank you, Kianush. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.